This is the Wall Street Update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 4th of November. I'm Roger Hearing. Over to the US, where job figures have come out today, just a few days, of course, before the presidential election. Chris Lowe of FTN Financial in New York explained to me how Wall Street had reacted.
You know, deep after deep thought, we sort of all settled on, you know what, these are good enough. We had 161,000 payroll jobs, which is just a tad bit on the weak side of consensus, but a 44,000 upward revision to August and September. On balance, that's pretty good. And then, of course, there was a hurricane that hit the southeast U.S. right in the middle of the survey week. It almost certainly meant that there were some thousands of people who could not get into work. And we saw the effects of that in everything from average hourly earnings to the labor force participation. So I think on balance, it's a messy report, but it's good enough that it's now almost certain the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates in December.
Well, that's interesting because, of course, I guess it might also depend on the result of what happens on Tuesday. And this is, of course, the last snapshot, really, before the election. Do you get a sense that the markets are reasonably okay with the prospect, potentially, of a Trump presidency?
Well, I think one way of thinking about that is to look at the way, since the FBI announcement of reopening this investigation of Mrs. Clinton, the stock market has been down every day. And in fact, none of these are really big declines, but it is the longest losing streak since 1980. So it's been 36 years since we had 9 consecutive down days. My sense is that's a little bit about Trump nervousness, and it's also about the possibility, the probability that whatever the outcome, whoever is in the White House, there's not likely to be a mandate. It will be a close election, very likely a divided Congress, and because of that, I'd say the one thing that's perhaps most certain about next Tuesday's election is that it's going to result in gridlock.